So good evening, everybody. I always like to start with our motivation. So if we can just sit for a minute and cultivate a good motivation for being here this evening, thinking that we want to learn about ourselves, we want to learn how our own mind works, and specifically this evening, we want to be able to look at resentment and grudge holding and how to release that by forgiving others. And so let's listen and share together this evening for the long-term benefit of ourselves and others. Like adding one more drop of water to the bucket of merit that we're filling to attain full awakening and be most capable of benefiting all beings. So let's have that altruistic intention for learning and sharing together this evening. We're talking about forgiveness. To talk about forgiveness and meditate on forgiveness, we have to be able to look at anger, because forgiveness is the antidote to anger. We all probably have grudges, things that we're holding on to, things that disturbed us that happened either a short time ago or a long time ago, where we just hold on to our anger. And sometimes we just sit and stew in our anger. Sometimes we spend a lot of time planning how to hurt somebody back to get our revenge. And although we like to think of ourselves as nice, wonderful people, the mind that wants revenge is actually kind of a nasty mind, isn't it? And yet it's there, present within us sometimes. What's interesting about the whole issue of forgiveness is, on one hand, people want to forgive. On the other hand, we want some acknowledgement of how much the other person made us suffer. Okay? So there's a little bit of a problem here, because according to Buddhism, other people don't make us suffer. It's our afflictions that make us suffer. Yeah? So to hold a grudge, saying you made me suffer, and then to further think, I cannot release my anger, I cannot be happy again until you apologize, because you are the source of my pain, so you must acknowledge what you did. And so we hold that kind of thought and assumption in our mind. And I always call that kind of grudge holding the best way to torture ourselves, because it makes us into victims. If somebody else caused my anger, then there's nothing I can do about anger, except not be around people who cause it, which means I'm going to have to lock myself up in a room and not be with any other sentient being whatsoever for eternity. Because the point is, as long as I have anger and the seed of anger in my mind stream, somebody will do something I don't like. That's a given. Yeah? It's not that they actually do things I don't like. It's I get ticked off by things they do. Okay? So, when I say they made me angry, I'm making myself into a victim. You know? That's what victim mentality is. They did it. I have no freedom. I can't do anything. So my healing depends on them acknowledging what they did to me. And that makes us a double victim, because then not only is our hurt out of our power, our original anger is out of our power, but our healing is also out of our power, because it depends on somebody else apologizing. And it would really be very nice if they apologized quite well, you know, like if they crawled on their hands and knees up to us, beating their chest, saying, "I made you suffer so much. I'm so terribly sorry. Please forgive me." And we kind of, you know, we run this movie in our mind of, you know, these people apologizing and begging us for forgiveness. And when is that going to happen? You know? Like, when is that going to happen? So the real way to look at it, you know, to help us heal in this way, is that our anger is our responsibility, and so forgiveness is also our responsibility. I define forgiveness as releasing anger, okay, releasing our own anger. Forgiving somebody does not mean what they did was okay. It does not mean they can do it again. Forgiving simply means that I'm tired of hurting, and it's my anger that's making me hurt, so I'm going to give up my anger and relinquish my anger and have some peace of mind. So forgiving is something that benefits us. Okay? We're not doing somebody else a favor by forgiving them. We're doing ourselves a favor. Okay, but it really requires a lot of internal work, going over this again and again, to get ourselves to the point where we are willing to give up our anger, when we stop blaming the other person for our anger and just say, "That's it. I wasted enough of my life hating somebody. I want to live my life in a happy way." Okay, so let's do a short meditation on forgiveness. So let's begin first watching the breath, just watching the inflow, outflow of the breath, letting your mind relax. Then let's begin with remembering and reminding ourselves that we want to forgive so that we can be happy. That forgiveness is a sign of our own inner strength. It's not a sign of capitulating to the other person's power. And let's recall also that forgiving does not depend on another person apologizing. Forgiving is something we do inside ourselves. So spend a moment, just think about these points. then think of somebody that you're holding a grudge against. Somebody that you would like to be able to forgive. Or maybe it's a group of people that you would like to be able to forgive. And ask yourself, when that person did whatever it was that upset you or threatened you or hurt you, that person who did that, were they happy? Or rather, when they did that, were they in pain inside themselves and very confused about how to be happy? And somehow in their confusion, they thought that doing whatever action they did would alleviate their pain and bring them happiness. So kind of put yourself in the other person's shoes and just think about their experience. Were they happy? Was there a happy mind that motivated them to do whatever damaging thing they did? And try and understand the other person's confusion, that in their unhappiness, they thought what they did that adversely affected you would somehow release their upset. But in fact, all it did was probably worsen their own upset and interfered in the relationship with you. So they had mass confusion in their minds at the time they did whatever they did. And then try and look at that person through eyes of compassion. Seeing that it's not that they're an evil person. It's not that they wanted to hurt you or rejoiced in hurting you. it's they were very confused and in pain themselves. And so try and generate some compassion, wishing them to be free of their suffering. Notice that when you have compassion for another person, at the same time, you cannot feel anger or hatred for them. So notice how your heart is lighter when you forgive, when you have compassion. Remember that forgiving doesn't mean what they did was okay. And it doesn't mean that you will allow them to do damaging things again in the future. Rather, you're simply letting go of your anger. And then extend some compassion towards yourself, wanting yourself to be peaceful inside and free of anger and resentment. There's a few minutes for questions. I imagine that the meditation may have pushed some buttons and that people have questions and comments.
Please look at the text box below our heads, and you're warmly invited to share your feelings or ask your questions in the comment section. And the first comment comes from Ben, who says, "Thank you so very much, Thubten, for that meditation and talk. I'm just so thankful that you have been able to share your teachings and practice with this group. I consider myself fortunate to learn from you. My question. I was hoping you could speak about the difference between the internal process of forgiving and how that relates to external action, because I see that as one of my stumbling blocks when I think about forgiveness. How does, if at all, forgiveness impact on how you then interact with that person externally?"
Okay, very good question. Yeah. So forgiveness is our internal process of releasing our anger, resentment, and hurt. And when we've done that, then from our side, when we approach the other person, we don't feel quite as anxious or nervous or potentially threatened when we're near them. So our behavior changes, we're more relaxed around the other person. At the same time, we do that, we learn something about the other person through what had happened. And so sometimes that's a very good thing to learn about another person. Maybe we gave that person more trust than they could bear. Maybe we had higher expectations of them than what were reasonable. Okay. Maybe we weren't aware, we were overwhelmed by attachment, and so we were very, we allowed ourselves to be in a dangerous situation. We weren't aware that we went along with something and didn't realize that the situation was dangerous and thus received harm in the situation. So we can look at these kinds of things and see, you know, what did I learn about the other person? What did I learn about myself through the painful incident? And then think, okay, how can I prevent, you know, such a painful incident from happening in the future? That doesn't mean we want to go around being hyper-vigilant, looking for possible threats everywhere. But it just means watching our patterns and where we kind of, where we zone out and we aren't mindful and we lose our introspective awareness. And then to see, you know, okay, how much trust can I give this person? And maybe, you know, trust them little bit by little bit. So that will definitely affect how you relate to the other person. You know, you might be more cautious. Also seeing some of your limitations, that if I allow myself to be in such a situation, that who knows what's gonna happen. So I don't want to put myself in that kind of situation again. But I say, we do this not out of fear and hypervigilance, but with a kind of wisdom, you know, knowing that we don't want a bad situation to come about again, not only because it harms us, but also because the perpetrator creates some negative karma, okay? So for example, let's say there's an issue of domestic abuse, you know, it's usually the wife or the woman, you know, she can forgive her partner. But that doesn't mean, oh, sure, come on back into the house, it's all fine, I have compassion for you, you beat me last night, you can beat me tonight. That's not forgiveness. okay, that's foolishness. So you have to, you know, be wise about how you relate to the other person in the future. I hope that answers the question, because you may be referring to a specific kind of situation, and I don't know what that is when I'm answering the question.
Thank you. There is a question from Melissa who says, thank you, I'm digging this topic. There's a lot of discussion, meditation, writing, thoughts, etc., about forgiving others for what they've done and how to let go of anger towards them. I appreciate that and have forgiven many folks. What about being forgiven by others for harm that I have caused them or have anger towards them? I would like to hear more about how to approach folks who I am seeking forgiveness from.
Okay. Another very good question. So I think seeking forgiveness is very much making an apology. And apologies, again, are our own internal process. The other person who we harmed may or may not be ready to talk to us. They may not even be alive. They may have died before. So we can still apologize to them, because the apologizing is simply owning our mistaken actions, you know? And again, not with shame and beating ourselves up and saying that we're horrible people, but just looking and saying, wow, my mind was really uncontrolled when I said or did that, and I deeply regret that, and, you know, I want to purify my own negative action. And then, depending on the situation and your relationship with the other person, maybe you can call them, or maybe you can invite them out to dinner and then make a formal apology. Sometimes if the relationship is still kind of rocky or tense, it's better to write a letter. Sometimes you may not even know where the person is. They may have moved away or they may have died. You can still apologize to them, but you do this in your own heart, in your own mind, and apologize and wish them to be well, and you know, really aspire for them to be able to let go of their pain or their anger. Yeah. And so dedicate your merit towards them also.
Thank you. This is so helpful, and I can't think of anything more useful and important for our world right now than the cultivation of forgiveness. So thank you so much for offering us teachings. And for those who are watching, either live or after the fact, once this broadcast is over, there will be a link on this page, this very page, to Thubten Chodron's YouTube channel, specifically directing you towards her additional teachings on forgiveness. So please explore as you wish. And again, I thank you on behalf of everyone.
Okay, thank you, Susan.